On Arcadia University Week, removing physical barriers doesn't always alleviate social ones. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Warren Hafar, professor of historical and political studies, examines shared spaces in the divided capital of Cyprus.
Conflict resolution often comes down to finding ways to change the habits of mind that prevent us from knowing others in close proximity. Formed by our experience and memories, mental maps help us navigate our physical environment, subconsciously shaping the choices we make, from the bus stops we choose, the routes we walk, and who we interact with in our daily routines. Nicosia, the capital city of the Republic of Cyprus, has the distinction of being the last officially divided capital in the world, with the United Nations buffer zone dividing residents between the recognized Republic of Cyprus and the unrecognized Turkish Republic of Cyprus. The buffer zone keeps residents of the south and the north in different worlds, with checkpoints controlling the movement between the two sides. This research examines the impact of this division, exploring how perceptions influence spatial representations of the city and the awareness each side has of the other. Residents were asked to draw maps to illustrate their spatial awareness of the city, and results showed that despite the opening of UN checkpoints in 2003, Nicosia's residents remained divided in their perceptions of their common urban landscape, suggesting that shared space is often anything but, and that people living in close proximity often live worlds apart, both in mind and in their daily routines. Efforts to bring people together involve much more than the removal of physical barriers, and also need to address changing the habits of mind that keep people habituated to division, even in shared space. This applies not just to cities like Nicosia with formal walls, but to almost all cities where people live side by side, but in proximate isolation.
That was Warren Hafar of Acadia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.